Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. The Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter. Hey,
yeah.
Buddy.
What's up, dude? How you doing, man?
I tell you what, we got to make people smart. I don't think we make anybody smarter here. At least we'll tell them something, and maybe they'll feel smarter, but they're probably going to be dumber for it.
You're going to learn something.
Maybe. It's time for your history lesson. Let's get it.
And now it's time for This Day in History.
All right, Hunter. On this day in history, November 12th, 1859, the first Flying Trapeze Act was performed by Jules Lyotard at the Cirque Napoleon in Paris.
Did he become Robin with Batman and Robin?
No, not quite. Inspiration for it, though. He was also the designer of the garment that is named after him, the Lyotard. You know that, the full thingy?
Okay.
You got it right there?
Yeah. Dude, the trapeze is crazy.
Dude, nuts. These people are bananas, like that Cirque du Soleil stuff and doing flips and just swinging. You got a death wish. You got a death wish.
Could you imagine? Yeah, the big swing, and then you got to grab. You got to do a backflip and then grab the other guy's arms.
I can't imagine.
Hopefully he catches you.
I can't imagine because I'm not a nut bar. And like, how do you even practice that? That's what throws me. Like, I get it. Like, you guys are professionals with anything. You see the gymnastics out there flipping around and do it. Like, it takes practice, but it's the practicing part. Right? And I'm sorry, in 1859, I don't think that OSHA was really out there making sure all the ropes were tight and the nets were secure,
nets
you know?
Were, you know, yeah, it's probably, anything is sketchy in 1859.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? No, we just got some guys down here who'll catch you if you fall. How about that? God.
That's probably what it was. They're like, hey, you good at catching things? I got a cousin who's really good at catching things. He'll be fine. We'll just have him kind of stand down there, you know?
We got a big sheet we're going to spread out. You're good.
Just, hey, really make sure that you're focused when we're flying around. Don't take a smoke break, because if you're not holding your end of the sheet, it's not going to work. All right.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
It's the practice for me that gets it, because you think about how many times you're practicing. Like, so, I mean, some of these nowadays, they're doing like 9 flips, like a triple Lindy. Like, it's insane, man.
It's crazy.
And then someone's catching them. And the timing.
Catching them, and then they get swung up on the other platform. And then another guy comes around and does a triple.
You can't tell me that, like, the practice on that is safe, right?
I don't know how you practice that. I don't know. I've never been to a Cirque du Soleil practice.
Don't at Cirque du Soleil.
I don't have Cirque du Soleil talent, so I've never really seen it.
Yeah, and I just...
I did go see it once. It was great, dude. Unbelievable.
Hold on, I want to look up this guy real quick, because I guarantee he has one of those mustaches that's curled up on the ends.
Yeah, it's curled up, and he's got his leotard on.
He's got to be. Here's what I imagine. Some guy with, like, pomaded hair, you know, nice little pomp going. He's got a super manicured mustache that curls at the end while standing in a leotard. Oh, we're gonna see. If I'm right... I'm pretty effing close, Hunter. He does have a mustache. He does have a mustache. I honestly, I'm impressed with myself. I'm about as spot on with it as I can.
Oh, he missed.
I tell you what, it looks like Jules is packing some jewels in that leotard he's got on there. Good golly, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Lucky that thing didn't get hung up on one of the rings he was flying around on.
He's catching it with that thing like a cat's tail. You know?
Like an elephant's trunk. yeah, this is pretty amazing. But hey, I'm surprised he could swing around with those massive balls he was carrying around just to be like, oh yeah, I'm just going to fly around. No one's ever done this before. I just attach a bar to a couple of these wires. I'm just going to do some flips and stuff. Be great.
Maybe that's part of what softened the blow if he fell, you know?
His massive chunk is like, hey, I'm fine. I land on these bad boys, I don't feel a thing, all right? But there you go, 1859, Jules Lyotard just doing flips and whatnot, getting it done. Cirque du Soleil. All right, that is what happened on this day in history. We're going to take a break. Your comedian for today is Jim Gaffigan.